At the top of our program, the sign on the vacant church building on Pleasant Grove in South Lansing says Friendship Baptist, but in recent months, relations between two groups within the congregation have been anything but friendly. The church has been shut down more than a month in a bitter dispute between two factions battling for control. In June, one side barricaded the doors, denying entry to the other. What was once a united congregation has been holding services in two separate locations. The city of Lansing is trying to mediate the conflict. Joining us now to explain is Bishop David Maxwell, a respected member of the clergy and a director of the City of Lansing's Office of Community and Faith-Based Initiatives. Bishop Maxwell, welcome to Current State.
I'm glad to be here.
But what are the roots of this dispute for our listeners who maybe haven't paid real close attention to this? What is this about, and how far back does it go?
Well, it goes back some ways, at least to my knowledge, 7 years ago. It is not a theological dispute where you have two factions that have a different biblical interpretation. It is what I would consider an administrative or a constitutional disagreement that goes back about 7 years.
And what happened 7 years ago?
It appears that there was two constitutions, the 1984 Constitution and then a revised Constitution of 2007. The revised Constitution of 2007 altered and gave more strength to the ability of the church to manage and to give oversight of the pastor. And that was somewhat in conflict with one side, one segment of the church, and there's been some controversy as to whether the 2007 Constitution actually supplanted the 1984 Constitution. And so one side ostensibly decides to go by the 1984 Constitution, and the other side determined to go by the 2007 Constitution.
To the point where today you have two different congregations holding separate services?
Well, I would like to say two different iterations or expressions of one congregation. Friendship Baptist Church is one church, and it has been commonplace to say two different congregations, but in actuality, the people of Friendship are essentially one. It is a matter of who controls the apparatus, the government, and the physical building. What governmental body within that one church controls that? So you have two governments, so to speak, two trustee boards, two deacon boards that are essentially split. And then you have the membership aligning themselves behind which governmental expression that they think is legitimate and right.
Did the two sides coexist peacefully here for any part of this 7 year period? I mean, can we assume they were talking to each other, communicating, trying to work this out?
Yeah, for the most part, they coexisted together peacefully in the same building. I think they went into about 3 or 4 years ago. 4 years ago, they went into two separate services at 8:30, and then there was the 10:30 congregation or the 10:30 service. The city's involvement has simply been by request of either both or one of the sides to come in and mediate and to use our good offices. And, of course, the city's involvement has been whenever there is a disruption of the peace, and our safety protectors, the LPD, has been called in. We, of course, responded in that way. But basically, it has been somewhat peaceful. There has been a lot of calls to the Lansing Police Department over these 7 years, but nothing to the extent that erupted in the month of May.
Well, you probably know more about this than just about anybody. I mean, how long have you been involved in this process?
We have been involved from day one, or at least 7 years ago, we were involved.
And what happened in May, exactly?
What happened in May, one governmental side decided that they had exhausted all avenues of reconciliation or all avenues of trying to resolve the difference. And it just came to a head, so to speak, in which one side just declared that enough is enough. quoting the words of one of the trustees, and they decided to take more aggressive measures to essentially stop one side from actually utilizing the building.
Mm. And what kind of approach are you taking right now as a mediator? Where are you right now as far as your involvement goes? What are you trying to get done?
Well, first and foremost, my job is to give counsel from a perspective to the mayor and to give counsel to, when asked, the LPD department in relationship to religious matters and some of the polity and culture that's going on. We as a mediator, we do not have a standing mediatorial role with that church. We have been asked on several occasions, and when there is one side feels that they are not being properly treated by city officials or whatever, they will call my office to register that complaint and try to get a word to the mayor or to the police chief or to the powers that be. But there is no standing mediation that is in place. We are operating basically at the request of the members of Friendship Baptist Church.
Hmm. Our guest here today on Current State, Bishop David Maxwell, who is serving as a mediator between the two sides at the divided Friendship Baptist Church here in Lansing. You suggested a minute ago that in May, one faction here basically abandoned the process. Where is the other faction? Are they more willing to keep this process alive, or has this really completely broken down?
Well, in order not to invalidate impartiality and to be a true mediator, I'd rather not say whether one side has abandoned or is more conciliatory than the other side. The issues remain there, and I would hope in the heart of hearts of all parties involved that it is their desire to have one united Friendship Baptist Church. But of course, in any kind of dispute, there are sides and factions. One will tend to be more hardened and entrenched in a position than the other. That's a natural occurrence, but I don't think it serves any great purpose towards mediation, and I definitely think it would compromise my position if called upon. And might I add, you know, the city, we're not trying to inject ourselves into that theater. We're not trying to impose ourselves. We were called. They ask us, and of course, whenever there is a public safety issue, then the city of Lansing will respond.
You've said, though, that mediation has broken down. The communication has stopped. Are you making an effort to resuscitate that?
No, we're not making an effort per se. If they call upon us, if we are asked to become a mediator or to extend our mediatorial behavior, we will. But at this particular time, there is no communication in the last week from either side regarding mediation. There has been, of course, communication regarding some complaints and some issues that they might be having in conjunction with the building being red-tagged.
The church itself needs to be inspected by fire inspectors, from what I understand.
Yes.
And what's stopping that process? What is stopping the building from being inspected by the fire marshal?
Well, of course, the building was barricaded. Alarms and doors were disarmed, which makes it unsafe for people to gather. And that is a major, major facility. And you cannot have 300, 400, 500, 600 people in it and one exit door. That would be dereliction of the city's responsibilities to maintain a safe environment. So the city had to, and the fire marshal properly had to, close that building until those barricades were taken down.
Is one side or the other standing in the way of the fire inspection?
The city has not determined which is the governmental authority in that building.
Okay.
So what our position is that we will inspect the building once they call us to inspect. We do have two recognizable governmental authorities in that building, and that has been the major problem. We don't know if they don't know, we definitely don't know who's the governmental authority. So our position is to respect both sides, and we would need both sides to call us so that we can get in there, properly do what needs to be done. There are some legal things involved in reopening a building and some responsibilities, and we need to make sure that the responsible parties are there when we inspect that building.
Do you feel this is the end of the Friendship Baptist Church?
I am an eternal optimist. I am a man of faith, and I believe that there's always a possibility. It is very, very dark now, but it is possible, and I would not go as far to say this is the end. Definitely not the end of Friendship Baptist Church. There has to be some type of iteration of the Friendship Baptist Church that comes out of this, but by faith and my positive outlook that there will be some type of reconciliation.
You're on the city payroll, correct, to some extent?
Yes.
There have been people who have asked aloud, quite a few, it seems, what is the city, as a governmental entity, why is the city involved in this? Beyond the issue with the fire, beyond the issue with the fire department and the fire inspection here, how do you respond to that? Wouldn't this, to a lot of people, this seems like a non-governmental incident that really doesn't merit the government's involvement?
Well, we're not involved. We understand the separation of state. We understand the ecclesiastical doctrines, and the city is not involved in any way that violates that. But we are involved when you get an excessive amount of calls to the Lansing Police Department, then they involve the city. We are involved when our resources have to be committed to keep the peace. And we are involved because they ask the mayor's office to mediate. We didn't ask them, they ask us.
Okay.
And whenever there is an ongoing conflict in the community, I think it would be wise and prudent of any governmental unit to try to use their good office to kind of solve that. And there was indeed an ongoing dispute that can be verified by a number of police calls. So that's our involvement. We're not trying to impose ourselves. We were asked, and in addition to being asked, we were called by 911.
You know, quite a few members of the outside community view this situation as almost tragically comical. You've got a church with Friendship in the name. It almost seems as if no one involved on either side of this dispute is doing themselves any favors by what has transpired here.
Yes, it is antithetical to the core values of the church. It's antithetical to the name Friendship. And to expand a little further on your previous question about involvement, Friendship has always been involved with the city. It has always been involved. It is a community church, and many of its members are recognizable and prevalent citizens within the community. There have been outreach programs. There have been food drives. There have been other social programs extended from that church. So the relationship with Friendship is not a closed relationship. They are a community church. And I think that was the natural course because of our previous relationship in working with Friendship in a plethora of social and humanitarian needs. We had a natural relationship, the mayor's office, Mayor Bonero, and myself. It was just a natural relationship. So we understand why naturally they would ask the mayor and this office to use their influence to try to bring things together. And yes, it is indeed tragic. It is comical. It is embarrassing. It is unfortunate. And it is a drain on time. It is a drain on resources. It is a drain on energy. And it is not the picture that we want to project. No one wants to project.
We've been discussing Lansing's Friendship Baptist Church and the crossroads it is at. Our guest has been Bishop David Maxwell, Director of the Office of Community and Faith-Based Initiatives with the City of Lansing. Good luck, Bishop Dave.
All right. Thank you.